A plan to reconfigure the airfield at the Aspen Airport cleared its latest hurdle yesterday. The Board of Pitkin County Commissioners gave initial approval to an airport layout plan. The county will send the preferred plan to the Federal Aviation Administration, which is requiring the airport to make safety improvements. Most of the commercial aircraft that serve the airport are being phased out, and their replacements have longer wingspans, so modifications like a wider runway are needed. To make room for the jets, county staff recommended a plan that proposes relocating a portion of Owl Creek Road and uses 3 acres of city open space. County Manager John Peacock says it meets FAA safety requirements, and most citizens who weighed in supported it.
Based on that feedback, we believe alternative 8A, both for the technical reasons as well as the feedback that we've gotten from the public, is the best alternative to submit.
The elected board had concerns. Commissioner Rob Itner probed about acquiring open space to build out the airfield.
Well, without a vote from the city of Aspen, neither of these options are possible.
That's correct.
So is there an option that the FAA might say, well, that's as close as you can come without going into City of Aspen land?
If voters said no, the county and the FAA would look back on a slew of other alternatives or options to reconfigure the airfield. Another concern raised by community members and the commissioners is about the kind of aircraft flying into the airport. County Manager John Peacock says with the new reconfiguration, it's possible but not likely that larger jets like 737s could fly in.
We don't know whether they have the operating capacity to fly here. Do they have the performance capability to fly here? And then would they meet what may be more stringent safety standards from commercial operators and such to operate here? We don't know the answers to those questions yet.
He says an environmental assessment will provide answers. Ultimately, the commissioners backed the recommendation. Commissioner George Newman said the airport is one of the area's most important economic assets, and keeping it current is important.
You know, it's not a 10K, it's a marathon. Mm-hmm. And we're just at the start. But I think what has been so informative and valuable to me in terms of being able to support this is a process that has been undertaken.
The finished product is a long way off. Construction may not be complete until 2021. The next step is a final vote from the commissioners, then the environmental assessment that will study how it might impact the natural environment and the resort economy, among other things. The preferred alternative has a $132 million price tag. County officials say the FAA will pay the lion's share.